请坐。
Please be seated.
Sermon, 那个 title, is it up? The next slide, yeah. 好，再一次南城县黄金信会弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天是中国新年的第一个主日。
Today is the first Lord Day of Chinese New Year.
是在这里，我跟师母要恭喜你们。
So my wife and I will wish you a Happy New Year.
新年蒙福。
A blessed New Year.
还有哎。心灵高升
High spirit
另外喜乐满堂
Full of joy
又另外祷告亨通
Prayers answered
又最后聚会精神
Enthusiastic gathering
不要睡着了
Don't fall asleep
感谢主今天有机会再跟你们一起来敬拜我们这伟大的神
Praise the Lord, we can hear to worship the Almighty God.
同时可以跟你们分享神的话语
And share God's words with you.
也同时谢谢 James 弟兄，他帮我翻译
And with the translation.
好，让我们预备我们的心来聆听神的话语
Let's prepare our heart for God's word.
让我们低头祷告
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的父神
Dear Heavenly Father.
当我们聆听你的话语时候
When we listen to your word,
求主你的灵与我们同在
May your Holy Spirit be with us.
这样你的真理能种在我们每一个人的心里
To plant your truth in our heart.
也帮助我们去行出你的真理
Help us to practice your truth.
信靠你
Rely on you.
得着从你而来的福气
And receive the blessing.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Listen to our prayer. Pray in Jesus' name.Amen.
当基督徒信而得救，就会从主里得着新的生命。
When Christians were saved by faith, we will receive a new life from the Lord.
新的生命是重新开始的生命。
A regenerated life.
无论信主的人是年长或者是年幼，都是需要不断，因为成长的生命不是静态，而是动态。
The growing life is not static, but dynamic.
成长的生命也不是过去，也不是未来，而是现在，现在进行式。
It also not past or future, but present.
我们在天上的父，他期望、期待我们有健康的成长。
Our Heavenly Father wishes us a healthy growth.
在今天早晨，我们要从哥罗西书第二章六到十节来看看信徒如何在主里来成长。
This morning we will learn from Colossians chapter 2 verses 6 to 10 how to grow in the Lord.
我邀请你这个读出这段的经文。
So let's read together.
请。
你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵行他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固。正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面你们在他里面也得了丰盛他是各样执政掌权者的元首 In English together So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority.
我们如何在主里面成长呢？
How can we grow in the Lord?
第一，首先我们要在主里生根建造，信心坚固。
First, rooted and built up in Christ.
我们刚才念第六到七节，已经读过的两节的经文。
So we have read verse 6 and 7 already.
生根就好像树木，扎根深入泥土。
Rooted is just like a tree growing deep in the soil.
植物的生长需要什么呢？需要阳光。
Plants need sunshine.
需要水。
Water.
泥土。
Soil.
而植物的根大部分都在泥土里面。
And the roots mostly under the ground.
这个所以土质的好坏也会大大的影响根的生长。
The quality of the soil depending how the root will grow.
根生好了之后，泥土上面才有这个健康的建造。
With the good roots, then the plant can grow up.
生根乃是表明与主和跟主有深处的灵交生活。
So rooted in the Lord means there's a spiritual connection with the Lord.
那建造就如同房屋的工程。
Build up is analogous to construction.
从根基、地基不断的往上发展。
From foundation and up.
表明基督徒品格的建立。
So characteristics of a Christian need to be built up.
所以生根是基督徒生命中隐藏的部分，而建造是基督徒生命中显明的部分。
Therefore, rooting is the hidden part of the Christian life, and building is the revealed part of the Christian life.
在它里面，这个生根建造，意思说，基督徒必须在基督里面生根。
So we need to be rooted in the Lord.
支取基督做生命的这个泉源还有力量。
So Christ will be the source, our life and power.
并以基督为建造生活工作的根基。
And the foundation to build our Christian life.
我们才能够面对暴风雨的侵袭。
So that we can face the storm.
信心坚固是指呢，信心更坚定。
So solid foundation means we're solidified in the faith.
以致完全不会摇动。
So that will not be shaken.
这样的信心坚固是因为在主里面我们生根建造。
The solid foundation rooted in the Lord to build up.
保罗在这两节经文指出人从这个慕道的阶段到接受耶稣基督。
So Paul mentioned it is two verses from seeking and accepting Christ Jesus.
与神和好之后，埋在人心里的福音种这个种子，应该生根发芽，不断的成长。
So to reconcile with God, the seed of gospel should be rooted in the heart and continue to grow.
我以前在旧金山湾区西谷。这个硅谷西谷的 San Jose 里面的城市服事。
So when I serve in Bay Area San Jose Church,
后来我们发现教会人数在增加，我们的房间不够用。
So the congregation continues to grow, and we need more rooms.
当时我们差不多有500人的教会。
The congregation is about 500.
我们需要更多，还有更大的房间。所以我们计划扩堂。
So we need bigger and more rooms. So that's why we decided to expand.
然后感谢主，在2007年5月1号，我们开始了我们教会的扩堂工程。
Praise the Lord, we started the expansion project on May 1st, 2007.
我们把我们那个旧的教育厅啊，这个 fellowship hall 拆了。
We tore down the old fellowship hall.
啊，从一层一层的啊，改为两层楼。
And converted from one floor to two floors.
而且把它弄长一点，还有宽一点。
Also expanded in length and width.
然后三个月之后啊，也就是八月十号星期五。
Three months later, August the 10th, Friday.
这是我们教会扩堂的里程碑。
Another milestone for expansion.
为什么？因为当天我们要完成那个地基。
For completing the foundation.
在那天的早晨，我们就看了很多货车运送这个 concrete， 这个混凝土。
On that morning, one after another, concrete trucks came.
对，一车又一车的开进教会来，把那个调教好的那些混凝土倒进去，那些预先之前用木板做好的方格。
So we poured the concrete into the wooden frame.
然后呢，我们教会的，然后就好几个工人跪在这些的混凝土上。就把它来的那个磨平。
Then several workers leveled and smoothed out the concrete.
然后呢，到了下午四点，总算这个大功告成。
So about 4 o'clock, we finally finished the foundation.
我们教会的地基啊，不是用普通的 concrete， 不是普通的那些混凝土。
The foundation is just not regular concrete.
那是用这是个钢筋啊，钢筋。混凝土所造成的
，but rebar with iron rod in it，
钢筋混凝土啊，这个其中加上了那些的钢筋
，so there's many iron bars within it，
使这个地基呢更加的坚实，可以承受更大的压力、更大的张力
，to withstand more pressures and tensions，
然后才开始在这个地基上开始建造。
Then we built on top of the foundation.
然后一年多之后，我们终于真的全部大功告成，感谢主。
More than a year later, we completed the project. Praise the Lord.
那现在回到那个我们完成地基的那一天，就是那个2007年八月十号。
On August 10th, we finished the foundation. 啊，
当我们做好地基之后呢？三天之后，也是八月十三号。
Three days later, August 13.
那个时候，中国湖南省凤凰县发生了一宗不幸啊，非常不幸的新闻。
At Hunan Province, Phoenix County in China, a misfortune happened.
他们当时正在那个建造这个沱江大桥，当时呢刚刚建好，还没有通车。
They were finished building a.
工人在，但是呢，就当天的下午四点多，工人在拆除这个施工脚手架，这个 construction scaffolding 的时候，全部倒塌。
About 4 p.m., while workers were tearing down scaffolding, the bridge collapsed.
造成64个人死亡，多人受伤。
So 64 perished and more injured.
这条长达 0.2 英里、高达130多英尺的桥是在那个当时的三年前就开始建造。
The bridge spanned 0.2 miles, about 130 feet high. Construction started 3 years ago, around March.
原本他们预定那一年2007年八月底就可以通车。
It was scheduled for traffic at the end of August 2007.
按照这个新闻的报道，那个桥的倒塌主要的原因是什么呢
？According to the news, the reason for collapse
就是因为这个桥的巨大的这桥墩里面竟然没有发现什么的这个钢筋。
There's no rebar in pillars.
他们所完成的这个 桥墩、只不过是 有那些、普通的水泥、砂石还有水所造成的那些普通的混凝土。
It was just regular concrete made of sand, stone, and water.
所以不能承受这个大的压力还有张力造成大桥倒塌。
It could not withstand the tremendous pressure and tension, therefore the collapse.
弟兄姐妹们，从这个凤凰线桥倒塌事件，我们学习一个属灵的功课。
From the collapse of the Phoenix County Bridge, we have learned a spiritual lesson.
就是我们属灵的成长需要生根，有这个属灵的钢筋。
So during spiritual growth, we need a foundation with a steel bar, rebar.
我们需要靠神的话语来生这个属灵的钢筋。
So the rebar is God's word.
才能够得着这个坚固的根基。
So that we can have solid foundation.
之后呢，才在这个我们的根基上面来建造。
So that we can build up.
根基扎得稳，扎得好，在建造的时候可以站立得稳。
So with a sound foundation, we can stand firm.
我们就不怕中了人的诡计。众人的戏，这个欺骗的法术。
So we will not be gullible or tricked.
正如这个以弗所书第四章十四节所说的，让我们一起念经，
使我们不再做小孩子，众人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。Ephesians 4:14 English. Let's read together.Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming.
另外，从另外一个角度来看，如果有这个钢筋混凝土的地基是好的。
On the other hand, the foundation rebar is solid.
这是好的事情。
That's something good.
然而，但是呢，只有这个地基上面没有建造的话，是何等的可惜，何等的浪费。
But without construction on top, it will be a huge waste.
我在圣何西圣何西牧会的时候，有一次呢，我跟师母到圣何西南边有个小的城市Morgan Hill去看探望一对的夫妇。
When I was a pastor in San Jose, I and my wife visited a couple south of San Jose, Morgan Hill.
他们在这个 Morgan Hill 的水库旁边就买了一块地，而且呢，刚盖了他们新的房子。
They bought a dam next to Morgan Hill Dam and built a brand new house.
他们在这个我们在那边他的新房子，我们吃着午餐，吃完之后呢。他们就问我们，他们说，牧师，你们要不要看看我们的后院
？So we had a lunch in the house. Then after lunch, he asked us whether you want to check out on the backyard.
我就说好啊。
Sure, of course.
当他们带我们去他的房子后面去
，So they took us to the backyard.
一看，原来他的后院是一片一个。超过三十亩，超过三十 acre 的山头。
So there's a hill about 30 acre in his backyard.
当我们在他们的后院走的时候，其实我们在爬山哦。
So we're walking the backyard equivalent to climbing a mountain.
爬了大概有半个山坡之后。
So over half of the hill.
就往山这个山下一看。
Then we were looking down.
我就看到一块最近这个建成的地基。
Then I saw the foundation nearby.
但是很奇怪，这个地基上面没有建造，没有房子。
Oddly enough, there's no construction on top.
就好像一个丢空的、被遗弃的地基。
Like abandoned foundation.
那我就问他们，为什么这个做好的地基上面没有建造呢？没有建筑物呢？没有房子呢？
So I asked my friend, how come there's no construction on top?
那位做先生的就回答我说，他说那块地是我们邻居的，
So my friend answered, it belongs to our neighbor.
他们本来也争了一块地盖房子。
They planned to build a house.
但是他们没有拿到这个建造许可证。
However, they could not get the license.
现在他们需要把那个建造好的地基要拆毁。
So they need to tear down the foundation.
把这个那一块用了许多人力物力做好的地基来拆毁，是多么的可惜啊！
What a pity the waste of labor and materials.
弟兄姐妹们，在你的属灵生活上，你是否好像那一块丢空了没有建造的地基呢？
Brother and sister, does your spiritual life equivalent to an empty foundation without construction on top?
虽然你信主多年，你头脑满有丰富的圣经的知识。
So even though you received Christ a long time ago and had plenty of Christian knowledge,
但却没有在你那一块属灵的地基上面来建造呢？
But you haven't built anything on your spiritual foundation.
弟兄姐妹们，当你生根的时候，你必须也需要建造。
So when you put down root, you need to build on top.
那什么是建造呢？
Then how to build up?
简单说，建造就是行出真理，行出神的话语。
So building up means practice God's teaching and truth.
刚才我们看了那个第六节，讲到你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行。
So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。你是否信主已经有一段的时间
？So have you believed Christ for some time？
甚至许多年
？Maybe years？
你听了主这个主日的信息多年
？So you heard many Sunday messages？
你这个上主日学也多年
？And also Sunday school？
你参加查经班多年
？And then Bible study？
但是你有没有在你那一块属灵的地基上？来建造呢？
But have you built anything on top of your spiritual foundation?
有没有将神的荣耀？
So what about give glory to the Lord?
神的荣耀，他的慈爱。
And his loving kindness.
他的圣洁。
And his holiness.
他的怜悯。
And his mercy.
他的公义。
And his righteousness.
他的欢恤。
And then his spending.
他的性情从你身上彰显出来呢
？And show his character in you.
这是我们需要好好的在神的面前自我省察的时刻。
So that's why we need to reflect in front of the Lord.
一个丢空这个上面没有建造的地基，可不可以荣耀那一位建筑师呢
？Empty foundation can glorify the architect?
不可以，不能够。
Of course not.
同样，要荣耀我们在天上那一位伟大的建筑师、设计师、那一位伟大的创造者，我们需要行道，行出他的真理。
To glorify the great creator, we need to practice his truth.
就让我们好好的扎根在神的话语。
So we should be rooted in the word of God.
与此同时，行出他的教训。
Practice his teaching.
使我们信心坚固。
They will solidify our faith.
感谢神的心也会这个更增长了。
And appreciate God more.
信徒在主里成长。第二点。
So secondly,
在主里照着基督以防被掳。
Defending on Christ, no one will be take you captive.
我们也把第八节再念一遍哈，请。
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。English together. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ.
在小孩这个小孩子在成长的过程中， 他们都会有这个跌跌撞撞的成长的经历。
During child development, all stumble and fell.
同样，我们信主的人在成长中也都会遇上一些属灵上的跌跌撞撞。
It's the same in spiritual growth.
保罗提醒哥罗西教会的信徒，接受主耶稣基督之后，开始生根建造。
Paul reminded Colossian Christians to build on the foundation.
当他们成长中，也会遇到不同的考验，不同的试探。
They will feel trial and tribulations.
保罗提醒哥罗西教会，他们要防备当时的希腊的这个哲学那种的思想。
Paul reminded Colossians against contemporary Greek philosophy.
这些这个那他们那些的所谓 wise men 哲士他们用花言巧语
with sweet talk.
他们把那些刚信主的人，他们的根基还没有稳固，那些的信徒把他们带离这个正道，带离真理。
To entice new believers away from the path of truth.
譬如当时的智慧主义者认为这个星球之间存着能够这个控制人类命运的超人的灵力。
For example, the philosophy of wisdom at that time believed supernatural power between stars to control the fate of men.
因此呢，他们很注意观察这个星座的运行，作为他们生活行动的指标。
So they pay attention to star movements as indicator for actions in life.
这也是今天的占星术的由来。
The origin of the astrology.
保罗也提醒信徒要防备人间的传统。
So that's why Paul warned against the human tradition.
这是那些贵信基督的那些犹太人。
So especially some Jewish people.
要提防他们将这个原有犹太人的那些传统带进去带入这个信仰中。
So the Judaism is all about tradition.
同时以这些传统作为要求同时呢这个辖制人使那些信徒各方面受很多的不同的限制。
Straight jacket the Christian.
圣经形容这些人是什么？是不照着基督，乃是高抬自己。
So they elevate themselves, puff up.
保罗提醒信徒要谨慎。
So that's why we need to be vigilant.
要防备被这些这样的思想掳去，被人带离真理。
So against taking captive by those false doctrine.
掳去这个词语用于描述一个战败的国家的人民被战胜国家带回去来做这个奴隶。
So almost like a prisoner of war to be slave.
第八节这个经文指这个异端的教训这个会使人这个深陷其中无法自拔。
So the hollow antithetical philosophy would trick you.
我想问问大家被掳的感觉是什么呢？
So what's the feeling being captive?
被掳的感觉是什么呢？
So tell me, feeling being captive.
被掳的那一刻，可能你会觉得惊慌。
So probably panicking when you were taken.
害怕。
And afraid.
但同时也可能你并没有觉得什么，可能还有觉得还不错。
And sometimes you may feel nothing.
因为在不知不觉中，你自己落在这个陷阱里面还不知道。
Sometimes unconsciously fell into a trap without knowing it.
但到最后你发现原来自己 被绑住了，失去了自由。
When you figure out you have lost your freedom,
在那个时候你想要挣脱，但却无能为力。
And you're powerless to break free.
最后带来严重的后果。
With dire consequences.
在我还没有奉献做全时间的服事的时候，刚才也James 弟兄也说，我在圣何西那个 IBM 工作。
Before I was called to serve full time, I worked in San Jose.
有一次呢，我出差到日本的富吉萨瓦那个城市。
Once I was on business trip to Fujisawa.
全程这个相当的长啊，很长那一天，因为差不多一天。首先我要从圣何西坐飞机飞到那个东京。
So it's a long day. I took flight from San Jose to Tokyo.
然后呢，在这个东京坐 bus.
And then took bus.
然后火车。
Train.
计程车。
Taxi.
真的差不多用了一天的时间才到这个富吉萨瓦。
It took me a whole day to reach Fujisawa.
所以到了那个酒店，就我就非常的这个疲倦。
So after check in, I feel pretty tired.
那一次是我第一次出差到日本去。
That's my first business trip to Japan.
我还以为听说很多的日本的酒店里面的房间很小的。
So they would talk there are small hotel room in Japan usually.
但想不到我住那个酒店的这个睡房比这个美国一般的旅馆的房间还有更大。
Surprisingly, my hotel room is bigger than the usual American hotel room.
还有他的那个洗手间那个浴室跟那个睡房的 size 差不多一样大。
And the bathroom and shower is the size of a bedroom.
这个浴室大，因为里面设有一个 sauna, 一个 sauna, 这个汗蒸室。
Because there was sauna.
还有一个很大的 jacuzzi。
Also a nice jacuzzi.
这个水力按摩浴缸这个其实比这个照片更大。
So actually bigger than the photograph.
我当时看到，我就用广东话讲了一个字，惊。
So I had an exclamation.
惊 means 了，好极了。
So wonderful.
有时候广东话一个字可以带你们用普通话的三个字才能够讲出你心里的心底话。
So the Cantonese show the true spirit.
经过一个一天的行程实在太累了。
So it's been a hard day's night.
要好好的休息。
I should be...
好好的放松好好的享受一下这个 jacuzzi.
To be resting and relaxing in jacuzzi.
这个在这个 jacuzzi 的水里面的时候非常的舒服。
So it's so comfortable in the jacuzzi.
我相信那个时候那个水的温度大概华氏90度左右。
So the water temperature probably around 90 degrees Fahrenheit.
整个浴室里面充满了这个蒸汽。
Full of steam in the shower.
我感受到水的那个和谐震动能量。
So I feel the vibration, the harmony.
我感觉到这个疲劳消除。
It's really refreshing.
但是呢，过了大概20分钟，我就觉得十分的这个疲倦。
But 20 minutes later, I felt so tired.
我有些的头晕。
And feel a little bit dizzy.
整个人没有力气。
And I feel powerless.
就那个时候，我就想起了以前我看的那些使用这个按摩浴缸的警告。
Now remember, I read some warning about jacuzzi and bathtub before.
那个警告说，那个浴缸的热水温度不应该高于104度华氏。
So the water temperature should be lower than 104 Fahrenheit.
然后他继续说，长时间坐在这个热水中会导致严重的热相关的疾病。
So if you stay in the hot water too long, you will experience heat-related problem.
好像这个呕吐。
Like nausea, vomiting.
头晕。
Dizziness.
昏倒。
And even fainting.
甚至死亡。
Even death.
警告人要避免在这个热水这个浴缸中一次这个停留不能够超过10到15分钟。
It warns against staying longer than 10 to 15 minutes.
当我想起这些这个警告之后，马上从浴缸爬出来，真的爬出来，又没有意思。
Now I remember, so I climb out of it.
哇，好危险。
So dangerous.
原来真的不能在这个按摩浴缸里太久， 不然的话真的被这个热水这个里面这个煮熟了也不知道。
Too much a good thing, you may get boiled.
这个回想当时的情况，真的我就好像那一只的青蛙啊，在这个锅里的那个故事，差点被煮熟了。
Feel like a slow cooking about the frog.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们要谨慎。
Dear brother and sister, be vigilant.
恐怕有人啊，用这个这个理血。还有虚空的妄言
about hollow and deceptive philosophy，
不照着基督，乃照人间遗传，还有世上的小学，把你们掳去。
On human tradition and basic principle of this world, instead of Christ to take you captive，
掳去可能身体被被捉啊，被绑。
So captive in maybe just about your body。
但是呢，你的心啊没有被捉去，没有被绑住。
But if your heart is still free，
掳去也可能是身体连同你的心同时被捉去被掳。
Can be captive body and soul together。
今天我们其实不需要信仰异端，也可以被掳去。
Even we do not believe in heresy, we can still be taken captive。
我们可以被这个时下那些流行的观念
，like a human tradition，
现在那些很多那些阴谋论
，so like conspiracy theory，
或者一些过去一些的传统掳去
，or pass a human tradition，
特别透过这个媒体那些的不正确还有故意错误的报道
，fake and false news。Among media.
所以当你的眼睛盯住电视
So if you focus on TV
看着你的电脑你的手机
Or TV or your cell phone
不断从那个画面出现那些的影像声音音乐等等来帮你洗脑
It was the image, music and everything like a brainwash
不知不觉还以为接受的都是事实真实的资讯
Gradually you believe everything they said
以为是正确的那些道德
You thought they were correct
现在科技越来越发达
With technology
所以上网这个越来越方便
So it's convenient to go online
所以我们更需要小心
So we need to be especially vigilant
不要让你的身心被掳去。
Don't be captive about your body and soul.
网上那些的理学，还有虚空的妄言。
Don't believe anything online.
还有那些肮脏色情的照片、电影，把你掳去。
Or even porn or the other dirty stuff.
不知道你现在有没有被世上这些的一些不道德的。不正当的事情，还有那些的异端邪说那些阴谋论来控制你呢
？Are you controlled by those conspiracy theory or other falsehood？
无论你有或者没有，我们必须要提防。
Regardless, we need to be vigilant.
有什么可以帮助我们去提防呢
？How can we guard against those？
我想提供两方面。
So in two aspects, we can do that.
首先，透过每天我们默想神的话语。
So meditate God's words every day.
得着从神而来的智慧。
So receive wisdom from God.
神的话成为我们的提醒。
God's word reminds us.
作为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Lend our feet pass to our light to our path.
我们需要神的话语在我们里面做指引。把我们引到神永生的门去。
Led by God's word to the eternal life.
另外，透过你的祷告伙伴。
Also through your prayer partners.
你需要有一个属灵的同伴。
So you need to have spiritual partner.
就像那个提摩太后书第二章二十二节说同那清心祷告主的人追求公义。信德仁爱和平
So 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 22, pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
这样的同伴可以成为你的帮助，还有成为你的提醒。
So such companion can be your help and reminder.
弟兄姐妹们，要怎么样做才不会被掳去呢？
How to do not to be taken captive.
我们需要在基督里生根建造。
So depending on the Lord, rooted and built up.
之后一点一点照着基督的教训而行。
So gradually and practice his teaching.
每天默想他的话语。
Meditate his word.
找一个祷告的伙伴。
Pray with prayer partners.
彼此劝勉。
Encourage each other.
彼此带导。
Supplicate for each other.
避免这个偏离正道。
To avoid deviating from the path of truth.
信徒在主里成长的第三点。
So thirdly,
在主里以他为首得着丰盛。
Recognize Christ as the head, receive fullness in him.
我们念第九到第十节，请。
因
为
神本
性
一切
的
丰盛
都
有
形
有
体的
居
住在
基
督
里
面，
你
们
在
他
里
面
也
得
了
丰
盛。
他
是
各
样
执政
掌
权
者
的
元
首。
English together, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority.
我们敬爱的麦西珍牧师，他在去年一月安息主怀。
So our dear Reverend Hakim Mack went to be with the Lord last year.
记得有一年，那个时候我们教会这个下令退休会请他做我们的讲员。
So he was speaker for one of our summer retreat.
虽然他那个时候已经有好几条血管有这个阻塞。
So he has many coronary artery blockage.
他的右眼也因为糖尿病已经失明。
And he lost his right eye because of diabetes.
然后他的左眼也有问题。
And also problem in his left eyes.
然而他仍然是那么大有喜乐。
And he's still full of joy.
他对神有那么大的信心。
Tremendous faith in God.
又另外，我们另外中心这个事主的牧师郑果牧师。
Another faithful Reverend Mark Chen.
他十三年前被主接去。
So he passed away 13 years ago to be with the Lord.
在一次在这个湾区我们举办教会增长大会。
So once we have a revival meeting in Bay Area.
郑果牧师其中的一位讲员。
So he was one of the speaker.
他当时已经八十多岁。
He was over 80 at that time.
快九十。
Close to 90.
他当天他就拿着一根拐杖，慢慢的从这个慢慢的走上台上来。
He came with a stick and walked slowly onto the podium.
然后他这个脸上带着笑容
，and all smiled on his face.
然后他很幽默的说
，and spoke humorously.
他说：“我最近动了一个很大的心脏手术。
”I had a major cardiac surgery.
当时我以为。可能一定要回天家去见天父了。
I thought I'll be gone to be with the Lord.
这个到天家去见那些最近离开我的那些老朋友在上面。
To visit my old friends already there.
嘿，结果天父他仍然要我在地上多留这个一阵子。
But God decided I should stay here for more time.
神天父非常的爱我。
God so loved me.
完了那一次的手术之后
，So after the surgery，
他还有赐给我多了一只脚
，And give me one more leg。
你看我这个拐杖
，That's my stick。
麦西珍牧师还有郑果牧师，他们倚靠神。
So Reverend Mack and Reverend Chen they rely on the Lord。
在无论什么的情况底下都有喜乐。
Rejoice in all conditions。
为什么他们可以这样做呢
？How can they do that？
因为他们遵主而行，以主为中心，以主为首。
Because they focus on the Lord, put God first.
弟兄姐妹们，不是因为他们两位是所谓大牧师。
Not because they're famous.
乃是因为他们信靠基督。
And because he relied on Christ.
在基督里面生根建造。
And rooted and built in Christ.
从生根到扎根，扎得很稳。
With solid foundation in their roots.
信靠基督，遵他而行。
So rely on Jesus and practice.
在他里面生根建造，是每一个已经跟神和好的每一位重生得救的基督徒应该要做的。
Rooted and built up supposed to be for every Christian.
好，让我们回到这个哥罗西教会。
Let's come back to Colossian Church.
当时的异端教训认为，他们认为什么呢？他们认为救恩单是相信耶稣基督不够。
The teaching there was heretics. Salvation in Christ was not enough.
他们说基督只不过是神本体中的一部分。
Christ was only part of the salvation.
必须在基督以外再加上一些别的神圣的事物。
Adding other spiritual matters
才能够得着真正的丰盛。
were necessary to be fully received.
我们要小心，不要中了这个异端邪说撒旦的诡计。
Be vigilant not to be tricked by scheme from Satan.
救恩is a function, 其实 only a function of Christ. 救恩是单单基于我们对基督的信心。
Salvation is in Christ alone, only.
救恩这个 is not a function of Christ plus other things. 救恩不是基于对基督的信心，同时必须加上礼仪、善行、其他神圣灵界的事物。
Salvation is Christ alone only, without adding other spiritual matters.
如果是这样的话，对我们的主耶稣基督来说，何等的羞辱！
If we add others, it's a shame to him.
主耶稣为我们在十字架上牺牲了，还不够，还需要你们人加上你的善行、人的礼仪吗？
So he's dying on the cross. It's not enough. We need other good works, sacraments, theology.
保罗在第九跟第 十节说明，信徒只有耶稣基督已经足够了。
So in Christ alone.
不需要透过那些的执政掌权的。
So we need no other principality or other authority.
就可以直接的透过耶稣基督，我们就可以能亲近我们的神。
We can communicate directly through Jesus Christ to our Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，神的话语告诉我们说，
So God's word told us,
我们既然接受基督，就要在他里面生根建造。
So we need to be rooted in him and build up.
照着基督的教训，遵他的话而行。
So follow his teaching and practice.
并且这个谨慎提防外面的引诱以防被掳去。
Be vigilant about false teaching to be taken captive.
唯有这个持续信靠我们的基督，凡事以基督为中心，以他为元首，我们才能够一步一步的往前走。
Put him first.As the Lord of our life, and step forward on His path.
无论是这个顺境或者逆境，我们都会进入基督的丰盛，尝到主恩的美善。
So in goodness and in badness, we can taste His goodness.
如果你说牧师啊，我一直在努力尝试在主里面生根建造。
I try so hard to root and build up in the Lord.
但是已经过了很多的时日，我觉得没有进步，没有成长，我十分的灰心啊。
But so far, I don't feel I grow, so that's why I'm dejected.
如果你有这种的感受的话，你千万不要灰心。
So don't be dejected.
我们要相信我们的神，他是要我们每一个信靠他的人成功的。
God wish every believer to be successful.
但有时候成功在这一刻，在这个时候不一定不一定这个是明显的。
Sometimes not obvious at this instant.
譬如中国有一种的竹树。
There's a bamboo in China.
种了之后四年没有很明显的增长。
After planting, no apparent growth in 4 years.
但是呢，第五年。
But on the fifth year.
它忽然在两个月中高，是在这两个月才成长呢，或者是在过去五年都不断的继续的在成长呢？
What will you say about the growth in 2 months or in 5 years?
其实我们属灵的增长，有时候真的好像这棵竹树。
So our spiritual growth can be similar to this bamboo.
有时候我们花了很多的时间精力在主里面生根建造。
We spend a lot of time rooted and built up in the Lord.
但好像没有什么成长。
And nothing seemed to be growing.
我鼓励你不要灰心。
I encourage you not to be discouraged.
只要你所做的是对的。
As long as you're doing the right thing.
是按着神心意来做的。
According to His will.
总有一天你会看到你的劳苦你的努力没有白费。
You will see the fruit of your efforts in the future.
你会看到你的成长。
You will see the growth.
别人也看到你的成长。
And others will too.
你会得到从上而来的奖赏。
So you'll receive the reward from above.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear Heavenly Father and brother and sister,
我们感谢我们的救主耶稣基督。
We give thanks to our Savior Jesus Christ.
他保守我们的灵魂。
He keep our soul.
我们的生命在他大慈爱里面。
Our life in His love.
用他全能的手来扶持我们。
He guide us with His almighty hands.
就让我们一起努力。在主里面生根建造，一起成长。
Let's all strive to root and build up in the Lord and grow together.
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father，
感谢你赐给我们你独生儿子耶稣基督。
We thank you to give us your only begotten Son Jesus Christ.
借着主耶稣基督可以与你和好。
Through Jesus, we can reconcile with you.
也可以在主的里面成长。
And grows in you.
这是何等的福分。
Such a wonderful blessing.
求天父帮助我们在主耶稣基督里生根建造。
May God help us rooted in Christ and build up.
信心坚固。
And solidify our faith.
帮助我们能够照着基督。
So that we can follow Jesus.
以防被掳。
So that we won't be taken captive.
我们以主为首得着丰盛。
So he'll be the Lord of our life and to be blessed abundantly.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹们，让我们存着一份谦卑和感恩的心，我们来守圣餐。我们守圣餐，为了纪念主耶稣基督，他的身体破碎和流出宝血。在十字架上牺牲。 Brothers and sisters, communion is a precious time to remember and give thanks to Jesus' atoning death on the cross for our sins. At this time, we would like to ask you, prepare your heart for the Lord's Supper. 欢迎每一位已经信主、已经受洗的弟兄姐妹们一起来领受。如果你还没有信而受洗的话，我们欢迎你观礼。 The Lord's Supper is for those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and have been baptized. If you have not, I would like to invite you to observe. 保罗在哥林多前书11:23-26给我们在守圣餐上有美好的教导。他说， 我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，主谢了，就擘开说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃着饼喝着杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。 The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 23 to 26 teaches us the purpose and proper observance of communion. He said, For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. 当我们用圣餐之前，让我们存着谦卑的心，我们自己省察，有没有得罪神、得罪人的地方？如果有的话，愿意你用这个时间，在神的面前认你的罪，求神饶恕你，求圣灵赐给你能力去做讨主喜悦的事情。The Lord's Supper is a time for self-examination and confession of sin. If we are not in right relationship with others, then we should not participate until the relationship has been mended, or at least we have attempted to do so. 就让我们低头，我们默想，自我省察。At this time, let's bow our head and have a silent meditation, prepare our hearts for the Holy Communion.